custody. Yes, my lord duke. Foul deeds have arisen.
Mrs. Mayhew, are you all right?
And we will listen and respond with watchful ears.
I feel awful.
Why?
Everyone will be talking about the Stonebridge curse, won't they?
Probably, but you shouldn't worry about that.
But I am, Father. If we don't have a good crowd for this fair, it could be our last.
What's going on up there?
The ringing! It's slipping! I can't hold it!
Chris, everybody move!
Get out of that way!
Tis true that I may be in great danger, but we must bait the hook well so that the trout will be tickled by it.
In a country like England, with such a rich and varied history, it's no surprise that myths and legends have sprung up in the largest cities and the smallest villages. Hello, I'm Dave Arnold, producer for Focus on the Family Radio Theater. According to these legends, ancient castles have their hauntings, lakes have their sea monsters, and the fog-enshrouded moors have their ghost-like beasts. In Father Gilbert's hometown of Stonebridge, there's a legend surrounding the annual village fair. Well, it's a curse, actually. And every year, for 500 years, it seems to wreak havoc on the festivities. With some hope that this year's fair will be different.